Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Yesterday we heard that baptisms can go ahead from next Thursday, but children all over the country waiting to make their first Holy Communion or their confirmation, some of whom have been waiting for 2 years, will have to wait a bit longer. Unless, it seems, if you live in the Diocese of Elphin. Today's Irish Independent tells us that the Bishop of Elphin, Kevin Doran, has decided that communions and confirmations will go ahead in the coming weeks. And he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
How can you go ahead with communions and confirmations? Because the government has been very clear that they don't want those happening, haven't they?
They have advised us, yes, certainly. But the paradox of this, and this is really, I suppose, the crux of the issue, is that since the 5th of May, we have had, under public health regulations, public mass and celebration of the sacraments under fairly, you know, strictly controlled guidance and following protocols that we've developed, which are consistent with public health regulations. And so the difficulty is, if you can have public mass for 50 people, and that includes young parents and their children, and if people can, you know, come to Holy Communion and then go off again afterwards, what is the difficulty about having mass for 50 people for First Holy Communion?
Well, I suppose from Neffet's point of view and the government's point of view, people aren't going to have a party after Sunday mass.
That may well be the case, but I suppose the thing about it is I absolutely understand the concern that government would have about irresponsible gatherings. And all our messaging, and I have to say this very clearly from the very beginning back in March 2020, myself and my colleagues have been 100% behind the public health messaging and encouraging our people to act responsibly. And the vast majority of people, you know, have done so. And I suppose, thankfully now, and I was listening, you know, to Paul Reid, who's a near neighbour, I suppose, just a few moments ago, and the work that he and his colleagues have done, and indeed the work that the vaccination programme generally has done, thankfully has created a situation where, you know, we're being told all the time that we're now in a much better position, and the whole, you know, country is being encouraged to, you know, to reopen and so on. Thankfully, indoor and outdoor dining are operating with the full support of government.
So
people have options, yes, for celebrating after Holy Communion or confirmation, which are perfectly legitimate.
Okay, and you've decided to go ahead on that basis. So what format will these ceremonies take, or what plans have you now in place?
Well, no, I think that's a very important question, and thanks for asking. The thing is, people who had children for First Communion or confirmation last year would be aware that we celebrated what we might call a trimmed down celebration of First Holy Communion or confirmation. You know, people probably would be aware that, you know, normally these can be sort of very, you know, fussy occasions with a lot of stuff going on, a lot of movement and groups going up and down. In our churches last summer and autumn when we celebrated, and again this year, you know, the plan is for a trimmed down celebration where there will only be 50 people in the church, consistent with public health guidance. And, you know, the family groups will stay in their places, and the, you know, the normal protocols for public worship, which include mask wearing by adults and physical distance and so on, will be included. And, you know, we won't be having group photographs inside the church or any of that kind of stuff.
Okay, and I'm sure some parents would be very pleased that you've taken this decision, but there may be other people in your communities who are not happy about this. You may even get a call from the chief medical officer saying to you, please don't go ahead with these events. I mean, what will you say?
Well, I don't know if the public chief medical officer is going to be calling me. The interesting thing is, a couple of weeks ago when the question arose, I think it might have been the last time, you know, the government issued guidance, you know, perhaps at the beginning of July, the chief medical officer was reported as having said that he never advised that First Holy Communion and confirmation would be postponed. So this doesn't seem to be coming from him. And I, as I said, the greatest respect for the work that he and his colleagues have been doing. But it just seems that this particular group of young people have somehow or other been, you know, kind of forgotten about. Mm-hmm. It seems odd, for instance, that we, as you said at the beginning, we were told that baptisms can go ahead with 50 people, but that there should be no party. And the government was quite happy to come out with that formula. And why they couldn't use the same formula for First Holy Communion and say First Holy Communions can go ahead with 50 people but with no party. I'd be 100% behind that. And what I'm saying in my piece in The Independent this morning, which has given rise obviously to our conversation, is that I've asked parishioners if they do feel they want a celebration of some kind after First Holy Communion or Confirmation to keep it simple and to observe all the public health regulations, which are basically common sense.
Bishop Doran, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's Bishop of Elphin, Kevin Doran. I want to